Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, November 1st, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Security researcher Jose Rodriguez discovered a bug in iOS 12.1 that just was out on Tuesday that exploits group FaceTime calls, allowing anyone access to an iPhone's contact information without needing a passcode. Rodriguez sent the information to the Hacker News and uploaded a video to YouTube demonstrating how the exploit works by selecting the FaceTime icon, adding a person, selecting the plus icon, and then scrolling through the contacts and using 3D touch for more information. A hacker would need physical access to the phone, which limits the exploit's power. But contact emails and phone numbers from a victim's network could play into more elaborate phishing schemes. Sources tell the Financial Times that Apple has held talks with iHeartMedia to take a possible stake in the U.S. radio company, but that the potential deal is still in a preliminary stage and may be a multi-million dollar marketing partnership rather than a direct investment. iHeartMedia filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy back in March. Spotify narrowly missed its first ever operating profit in the third quarter, which the company says was because it hadn't spent enough money to hire more engineers. Spotify said it would ramp up research and development and new music services and additional content in 2019, reducing its operating margins for the foreseeable future. Spotify reported an operating loss of 6 million euros after previously setting expectations of losses between 10 and 90 million euros. Monthly subscribers, which account for 90% of Spotify's revenue, rose to 87 million, up from 83 million in the previous quarter, and total users rose to 191 million. That includes ad-supported free tiers. The UK government is readying a smartphone app designed to help EU citizens apply to remain in the UK after Brexit, which is an estimated 3.5 million EU citizens in the UK needing to apply for settled status. But the app isn't fully functional on iOS. The app asks users to answer a few questions, take a selfie to match home office records, and then scan the chip on their passport to verify their identity. But Apple's NFC chip does not allow this final step. Sources tell the BBC that Apple is working with the Home Office, but there's no guarantee of a solution before the UK leaves the EU in March. Xiaomi sent a cease and desist letter to Lyft claiming it did not consent to associate its electric scooter brand with Lyft, but that Lyft has referenced Xiaomi in ads and other documentation as if there was a partnership in place. Xiaomi also wrote, quote, "We also do not condone Lyft's unauthorized modification or retrofitting of our electric scooters for general public use." Xiaomi says it will pursue legal action against Lyft if necessary and also demands that Lyft stop deploying its scooters, quote, "that have been modified without our consent in public scooter rentals." A Lyft spokesperson denies using Xiaomi's trademarks in advertising and says scooter modifications are meant to satisfy local regulatory guidelines. Twitter is testing a new home screen button on its iOS app that lets users easily switch from an algorithmic timeline to the former reverse chronological feed that only shows people they follow in reverse order of timestamp. The option existed within Twitter's iOS settings already, but the test makes toggling between a top tweets view and a latest tweets view much easier. Apple's new MacBook Airs have a new T2 security chip, which helps protect the device encryption keys, storage, fingerprint data, and secure boot features. The chip's newly published security guide explains a hardware microphone disconnect feature that physically cuts the device's microphone from the rest of the hardware whenever the laptop lid is closed. No software, even with root or kernel privileges in macOS, and even the software on the T2 chip itself can trigger the microphone when the lid is closed. The camera does not also disconnect because, Apple says, its field of view is completely obstructed with the lid closed. Uber is rewarding drivers that have high ratings and low cancellation rates with higher payouts and free college tuition through a new program called Uber Pro. Uber Pro puts drivers in four categories: Partner, Gold, Platinum, and Diamond. Drivers in the partner category must keep a 4.85 rating and a cancellation rate of 4% or less over a 3-month period. Then they can earn points unlocking partner status and unlocking more rewards like cashback on fuel, discounts on vehicle maintenance, and 24/7 roadside assistance. Platinum and Diamond status drivers can also take online classes at Arizona State University for free, or they can transfer that ASU reward to a family member. Sonos announced it's delaying support for Google Assistant until next year after saying last year that Google Assistant would be supported in 2018. Looks like 2019 now. In a blog post, Sonos says it needs more time to get the experience just right. It's making progress and will try to lock down a date in early 2019. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.